I'm Mick Kerr. This is Farm Talk here in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. Let's head up to Langdon, North Dakota, and visit with NDSU Extension, Cavalier County, Anita Churumamia. Hello, Anita.
Hi, Mick.
You got a thunderstorm bearing down on Langdon to the west there. What, I know your window faces east, but what's is the sky kind of dark?
It is. It is cloudy. It is very dark.
Yeah.
And rain is coming. It's about like 0.08 of an inch so far.
All right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, a little shower out ahead of it. But yeah, there's red on the radar just west of Langdon. Stretches all the way down to Devil's Lake. So is this rain you need, or would you rather skip this one?
That's a difficult question. I guess we need it, but the timing is kind of a little scary, like, because everything is in the flowering stage. I don't know. It's difficult.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and so many things in farming is all about timing, and Mother Nature's got terrible timing. She must be a terrible dancer. I don't know. So anyway, now for the crops. Well, I mean, topsoil moisture. Let's stick with the weather here. Have you had plenty of rain? Are you okay, or are you just a little on the dry side?
We are kind of like normal, near normal, but like slightly on the dry side.
Okay.
Yeah, but this that's why I'm saying this rain is good for one reason, but bad for the disease reason. So.
Yeah, and you have had kind of regular rains for a couple, 3 weeks, even though you were just terribly dry for a while. So now the crop report. What crops are looking good and which are a little stressed?
No, all the crops are looking good. For a while, yes, we were dry, and the small grains were kind of like showing a little stress symptoms, but after the rain we got 2 weeks back, and then last week, we are okay. Yeah, the crops are actually looking beautiful.
Good deal. All right, canola disease. You're the canola capital of the world there in Cavalier County. So, any challenges? Any disease concerns or insect issues?
You know, the disease-wise, right now we are in intermediate risk for sclerotinia, that is white mold for canola, and that's intermediate risk is kind of like you need to, you know, scout the fields often, and especially in the flowering season. And if you had canola in the previous 2 years, you check for those. Small mushroom-shaped fruiting bodies that is called apothecia. So if you have those, you know, you need to be vigilant about it and spray. But intermediate risk, like we are not in the high risk, but intermediate risk zone.
Okay. Well, canola is a crop that, you know, it's looking good, needs to be protected. How about the small grains?
Small grains are doing fantastic, actually. No disease issues so far, except like we are in that, like, you know, that we are a hotbed for the scab. Right now, if you have a susceptible to moderately susceptible variety, you are in the risk of moderate to high. If this rain is going to, the conditions are going to be cool and rainy for next few days, yes, we will be in the high-risk zone.
Yeah, dang it. Yeah, and a lot of northern North Dakota, and it's, again, small grain territory, like canola, and just all the conditions very favorable for the development of scab and some of the other diseases that we really haven't had a whole bunch of the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah. So, like, it kind of fluctuates, like, a few years. Yeah, the last year was relatively dry and during the growth season. So it kind of, some years it's high and some years it's low. So,
how about that evil thing, the canola flea beetle? Has that been around?
That's here every year.
Yeah.
Fortunately, this year, I think majority of the farmers or fields, they need a spraying. That's a good thing this year because of our late plantings, and we missed the peak emergence of the beetles with the coincidence of the crop. So that was a good thing, but they were still here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're going to be here as long as we grow canola.
Yeah, and there is kind of the time passed for them to do their damage, or when do they do all their
right
damage?
Right now they're done feeding, and the first generation is done, and then the second generation will show up like in August. So for this year, they're done damaging.
Okay, all righty. Well, and then we'll keep an eye out for for the offspring to go out there and do some damage in August. All right, other things going on up there around the Langdon area?
You know, for now, keep an eye on grasshoppers. You know, this year there are plenty out there, and they did considerable damage to some dry beans and, soybeans. But it's not like very severe, but we need to keep an eye on those populations. Then
all right.
The other one is soybean aphid. Like whenever these kind of heavy storms happen, there's always a chance that the soybean aphid can land on our soybeans. So
yeah.
Keep an eye on that.
Okie doke. All righty. Okay, well, I hope the weather treats you well. See on this storm, got some nickel-sized hail, wind gusts up to 50 miles an hour. So I hope it behaves itself when it goes through the Cavalier County area, Anita.
I hope it skips our area.
Yeah, it just kind of slides around you. Maybe goes up and into Manitoba. Yeah, they've had a severe thunderstorm watch most of the late morning into the early afternoon. So I think the worst of the weather is to the north of you, but there's one coming through Langdon here, so wish you luck on that.
No, thank you.
All righty. Well, we'll visit with you again in the near future. In the meantime, have a good rest of July.
Thank you so much, Mick. You too.
Yep, thank you.